Good morning. We have two scripture readings today. First one is from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25. That is page 1874 in the Pew Bible. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Second reading is from Romans chapter 12, verses 4 and 5. That is page 1763. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so is Christ, who we are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others.
Thank you, Mike. Now our sermon today will be from Melissa Jensen.
Good morning again. Feels like I was just up here. I don't know. So, I wanted to talk today about connectivity. We've been showing through the service already ways of connectivity. In fact, some of them have taken from different points of what I've prepared for the message. So if it's a repeat, that's great because it'll drive it home. So, connectivity, I put my title as connectivity, it's not just for Wi-Fi. Now, I will say this, our children's sermon today, Caitlin explained it, what Wi-Fi was for the children, and hopefully others could hear it as well. The kids are all connected to Wi-Fi, and by kids, I mean kids from that little age up to my age, and probably beyond. We feel a connection through our phones and internet, where we are connecting through different social media areas and being able to see each other's, you know, strengths and weaknesses. We're able to connect there and see, you know, what's going on in everyone's lives. We're able to support each other there. A lot of times on Facebook, you'll see things like, please lift up prayers for this or that, prayers and thoughts. And some people will disclaim that and say it's not important, but power of prayer has shown to many of us, including myself, it is. So we see the power of prayer working even in those areas. But when I think of connectivity, there's a lot of connectivity that we observe on online. But it's not the only place we can observe this type of connectivity to each other, to one another. And I have always liked the fact that I am trying to be observant where I am and in the present moment so I can observe what's going on. And in this church, I have observed a great deal of connectivity in its members and its ministries. Myself and the other youth leaders over this past year went on a youth leaders conference, and one of the big sellers they were trying to tell us is you need to have multi-generations working together in the church so that it can thrive, survive, and go forth. And we sat with other people from other churches, and we were explaining the different ministries we did. And I realized that we do have many ministries here that already show that connectivity. So if you haven't seen it, I just want to list a few of them. And there's different ways to connect through tasks and also through generosity. I'm going to start with the tasks first. We have the rummage sale, and during the day of the rummage sale, you see many generations working together. United Methodist women do a really good job with that. The youth help out with car wash, but also taking items to people's cars. They try to help at the end by bagging things up and getting together. And I see adults and young people working together and making that event more than just, you know, an event for people to come and see the charity and have it be lower of cost and help them, but also to help those who connect while they're working together. Just yesterday we had the pet ministry, and there were multiple generations. We had Milana sing the anthem. We had handing out of prayer squares again from our crocheting and knitting. We had Pastor praying and Hector doing blessings over the animals. We had the kids working in the pumpkin patch, but also the kids were helping the United Methodist Men serve food and get food out to vendors. Another great showing of tasks. We've seen this in mission trips where we bring multiple generations to different mission trips. And tasks get done because they need to get done. And people band together and get those things accomplished. We see this in our mission with Rise Against Hunger, where you definitely see multiple generations packing food and putting it away. And I wanted to put all these out there for you just to show you how connected we are, and we can still become more connected than that. But not everybody is task-driven. Some people are connected through their generosity. This church is full of generosity. And one of my very personal things is the UMW, and I want to just lift them up, for my ministry with Midweek Worship, and this is how they're connected. Midweek Worship has baked goods, and 9 times out of 10, if the UMW has had an event the day before or the weekend before, they're giving us the baked goods. So Midweek Worship has quite a generous donation, and that's good, because then we can feed more people, so we love that. And that's just one gift of generosity. This, you know, food in general, we have the food pantry here, and that does great connection. Because I work in the office, I get to serve those people this food, and being able to connect there has been a great one over the years of helping. We've had a few of them come to, there was a few who were at pet ministry yesterday. They were happy to bring their pets. We give them a circuit rider when they come, to pick up their basket, and they come to church events, they come to cantatas, and they've connected a little bit with St. Paul's, and I'm glad that instead of just food, we can feed them with spirituality as well. So that's another point in generosity. Another connection point through generosity is the connection of guidance given through the family of believers here at the church. I had mentioned something with the Bible verse here. And it says, you know, let us consider to spur one another on towards love and good deeds and not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another and all the more as you see the day approaching. I also on the top of your bulletin put a key verse from Galatians 6:2, and it says, carry each other's burdens and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. I have a personal story of this, that happened many years ago. I don't know my exact age, but I've been, for those who don't know, I've worked for the church for many years. Before I was the administrative assistant, I was a janitor here for about 10 years. Worked my way through school, and it helped me to stay connected to the church, but also be able to, make money to get myself through college and beyond. Early on in my, career here, I was, young, probably 18, 19, maybe 20 was about when it happened. And I took advantage of the system of working for this church. I was not doing my job as the janitor of this church. And I've already asked him if I can say it. So Bill Beaver was the head of SPR at the time. And Bill decided to generously talk to me and tell me I had to get my act together and start doing my job. And he did this once, and then I didn't. And then he generously again told me, well, I could do my job, and then explained to me why it was important to do my job. And I don't know if you remember doing this, but he explained to me why it was important that I was doing my job here. It wasn't about a paycheck, and why it was important that I was taking care of this church, not just with ministry, but by cleaning it and getting it ready for the other ministries. And then told me that I was on probation, and if I didn't get my act together, they would fire me. That sunk home. So, but, and even though it was firm, it was needed. And I think sometimes when we talk about connection and guidance, it's not all warm and fuzzy. A lot of time on Facebook and on any type of social media, we are charged up by the warm and fuzzy, but the minute advice is given, it seems like there's an attack on that advice. Oh, don't tell me that. Don't say that. I don't need that criticism. We're sometimes here when we're looking into the Word and we're looking into connecting with each other through God. We're looking to spiritually connect to each other with this guidance, this way to spur each other on in good works. And the meetings we do together here, the connections we have through all our ministries, through our Bible studies, through our worship services, through what we're going to go down in the hall and have fellowship hour, and you'll see the ministry fair. All of that is so important to spur one another on, so that we continue to want to strive and thrive in this connection we have with Christ. Connections change, but those connections can also bring strength. So as we have new members come in and we have old members either leave us because it is their time to join the Lord, or there are times when people move away, but we have new people come in. And I have loved to see over the years the connections of those new people coming in and adding to this body of Christ we have, and adding to this great dynamic we have. And they've brought in new ideas and new ways to do things, and I've seen wonderful things come out of that as well. And that's why in Romans I brought that verse up of for just as each of us has one body with many members, and these many members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to others. If you go on in this scripture, in Romans, it's titled The Humble Service in the Body of Christ. It talks about the different gifts, and if your gift is, you know, it talks about prophecy, it talks about serving Him, it talks about teaching, it talks about encouragement. And I think that everybody here can be touched by those gifts and touch each other with those gifts. And I believe that is a way that as long as we are led with Christ as our top connection, as the one we go to first and then bring to each other, then all the pieces of this glorious body of Christ will come together. Thank you.
Aren't you glad I didn't fire her?